You're listening to Shao Bai. I'm your host, Hugh Kuhn, and this is episode number one. We're talking today about Chinese cuisine Peking duck. First, a short message from our sponsors. Our sponsors today are
Podbot Door AI. At this stage, the recipe was named Peking duck from the name of the capital of China. With the final fall of the Qing dynasty in 1911, court chefs who left the Forbidden City opened restaurants throughout Beijing and brought Peking duck and other delicious dishes to the masses. The Peking duck appeared at the feasts of the first emperors, but was not introduced to the public until 1864, when Yang Quanren opened the Quanjud restaurant, which, according to Dunlop, used the technique of hanging ducks upright in an oven heated over a firewood fire. According to senior Beijing chef Ai Guangfu, in the early days of roast duck in China, birds were roasted over an open flame on a large metal fork. In 1416, Yi Fong opened the first famous roast duck restaurant in Beijing. The process of roasting after steaming is critical to the tenderness of the meat, because duck meat is usually cooked too dry. I drilled holes in the duck with a fork, leaving it in the spice marinade overnight. She made the following changes. She divided the duck along the sternum and flattened it before rubbing the spices, put it in the refrigerator overnight. I gently pricked the skin so that it absorbs most of the fat. I poured water into the bottom of the pan and cooked with an aluminum lid at 375 degrees in a convection oven for an hour, reduce to 400 and continue cooking, pouring over the sauce every 20 minutes. I bought 2 5-pound ducks and marinated them for 24 hours with garlic inside and green onions. The ducks are glazed and cooked in hanging ovens so that the fat between the meat and the skin comes out. Ducks bred specifically for this dish are slaughtered after 65 days and dried before baking in a covered or overhead oven. The meat is prized for its thin crunchy skin, and the authentic versions of the dishes serve mostly skin and a small amount of meat sliced by the chef in front of the diners. Peking duck is served as thin, tender slices of fried duck meat with crispy skin, wrapped in thin crepe. First, serve the duck skin slices with sugar and sweet bean sauce as a gravy. In some Chinese restaurants, you can see the duck being cooked by hanging it on a hook from the ceiling and grilling it with wood. Since Beijing is the capital of China and Peking roast duck is the most famous dish in Beijing, it has gained the most credibility as a Chinese dish. Duck is a traditional meat in China and this dish was originally called Shao Azi during the Tang dynasty. Peking duck is a famous Peking duck dish that has been prepared since the days of the empire. Peking duck is an iconic Peking dish made up of thin slices of tender roasted duck meat and crispy skin wrapped in thin crepe, and chopped green onions, cucumbers and hoisin sauce or sweet bean sauce. Peking duck is a Peking dish that has been prepared since imperial times. Peking duck, which also gets its name from the romanized name for Beijing, is a roast duck made from Beijing. Peking duck is one of the most delicious dishes in the world. It is a symbol of Beijing just like the Forbidden City or Old Hutong. As one of China's national dishes, poetry inspired by Beijing roast duck has been the main content of the ruling class for generations, and has its own museum in Beijing. The legendary Peking duck was once confined to the imperial kitchen, and is now available in thousands of restaurants in Beijing and around the world. Cooking Peking duck has a long history and is highly respected, first in the Forbidden City, and then most importantly in Quanjud Restaurant. I just registered for Peking duck 115-081-852 during my last visit in 2008 enough to make the duck fly. Around the world twice and a half, for most Westerners, food at a local Chinese restaurant is often more American than Asian, but Peking duck is an exception. If you've ever heard of a duck like Beijing or Beijing when ordering Chinese food, you'll be pleased to know that both terms describe the same dish. As mentioned above, roast duck gets its name from Beijing or Beijing, which is the older spelling of Beijing. Gu Zaihui's recipe seems to be the most documented version, but according to one source, the Chinese ate roast duck centuries before Hu Shihui drew ink on paper. Duck has been fried in China since the Southern and Northern dynasties. The emperor loved it so much so that the dish was officially baptized by the imperial court, roast duck. Roast duck was one of the cooked dishes sold door to door by street vendors and became a
signature dish of nearby Nanjing. The first capital of the Ming dynasty, it was during this period that Bian Yifeng, the first and oldest restaurant specializing in Peking duck, was founded in the Qianmen district of Beijing. Over time, Peking chefs developed a local variety that became famous for its snow-white feathers, thin skin and delicate flesh, and was considered far superior to Nanjing ducks. The breed came to America in 1873 after a businessman successfully transported 9 valuable ducks from Beijing. Even in Beijing, this famous Chinese renovation is also called Peking duck, from the Old English name of the capital, and Peking duck. Peking duck has been named one of the national dishes for receiving foreign guests by Prime Minister Zhou Enlai since the 1970s. Founded in 1975 in Virginia, USA, Duck Chang's was the first Chinese restaurant to prepare and serve Peking duck 24 hours in advance without warning. In Germany, some Asian fusion restaurants also serve aromatic crispy duck, sometimes also called Peking duck. Peking duck is a big plus here, which ideally should be pre-ordered, served with thin pancakes, in which you can roll on tender cuts of meat held together by pieces of crispy, sweet and salty duck skin. This is where my friend Thomas brought us last week for Peking duck, a longtime signature dish from Beijing in northern China, and an assortment of Sichuan delicacies, including the famous Fuki Feipian and pie. Crispy skin, juicy and tender meat with our special homemade dipping sauce, served along with thinly sliced leeks and cucumber rolls, making our Peking duck recipe the perfect dish for all your senses.
This is all for today, friends. My name is Hugh and this was episode 1 of Xiao Bai. See ya next time.
Pod Bot Door AI.